have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Just for You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. We're super glad that you could be with each of us today. We're excited that the Lord has given us another week. He is truly good. Listen, he's amazing on today. His power, his strength, his grace continues to keep each and every one of us. I just want you to know on today, you are loved. Again, I say to you, you are loved. Welcome, and thank you for listening in, taking time out of your busy schedule. We appreciate you, your prayers, your love, all that you do to encourage us with the Just For You podcast. Listen, we're excited because today is a very special day. Today is my mom's birthday, her heavenly birthday. We thank God for her on today. We dedicate this podcast to her for all that she's imparted in my life, all that she gave my sisters, my brothers, and all of us for the love that she was in the earth to so many people that she came in contact with. I want to send a shout out to you, the listeners, also to our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you on today to each and every one that is in the respective place. I send love to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., who is so much for his prayers, his continued support. But listen, none of this could be possible without him doing what he does. Listen, the Lord God Almighty is able to do anything but fail. He will fix it each and every time because he loves us that much. I again want to keep saying you are loved on today. For those of you listening in for the first time on the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is truly all about. Hallelujah. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind. Hallelujah, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for more serving effectively in your home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, we again thank you for joining in. I want you to know there is nothing that is too hard for God. He has you in mind. Would you join me now for a word of prayer? We want the Lord to come in, have his divine will and way, show up and show out, to give us strength, to give us peace, to give us clarity of the word that is going to be presented today, to just rest with us, abide with us, and breathe on this radio station, Elation Radio. Breathe on the Just For You podcast and all that he is doing in the land. We thank him on today. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this space, this time that we have to come before you, time to lift up your holy name, that you may draw all men, women, boys, and girls unto you. We thank you, O God, that the word on today, we ask that you will bring forth clarity, give strength, give hope, give peace, give whatever is needed to the listening audience. We can't do it without you. Everything belongs to you. We trust you and we honor you on today. We thank you for our elder brother Jesus, who consistently prays for us and keeps us before you. We say thank you on today. Thank you for another week, for this hour. Thank you for loving us so much. And thank you for those that have gone on before us. There are so many that love us and impart in our lives. And we just want you to know we're thankful. It is our desire, our duty, and our ability in you to honor them with the way we live. Hallelujah. To all our saved great-grandparents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and all those pastors and leaders and teachers and those that have left good seeds in us, we say thank you on today. Now we ask that you forgive us all of our sins as we forgive others, oh God. Give us a heart to let go of things that the enemy tries to plague the lives of your people with. And we say we forgive. We say we love you. We say have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on every home. You know every listener. You know their needs. And we trust you. Have your divine will and way. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Listen, on today, as I began, I shared that today was my mom's birthday. And you know what I love about the Lord? He gives you strength. He gives you peace to carry on and to move forward. And one of the greatest lessons that my mom gave to me was sharing with others, was giving to others, was showing forth God's glory in our lives. Listen, she found a way to be what needed to be in others' lives. She didn't need fanfare. She didn't need cameras. She didn't need all these things in the world that we have today. She simply served. That heart to serve became infectious to me. Then she took us to church. She didn't just leave us and she stayed at home. She went with us to church and then she would teach us in the home. Listen, we couldn't just say words, you know, just read the cat is black. We had to, the cat is black, because she believed in enunciation and pronunciation. And look at the field that I'm in today. Listen, everything matters. When God sends someone into your life to impart, I say it all the time to the young people we minister to and different ones God brings across our path, pay attention. You never know the lessons that are shown to you when you will have to use them. This is what Jesus did for each and every one of us as a believer. He lived and he walked. And he talked and he showed the way that we wouldn't be left with concerns, questions, because what he said, he did. What he meant, he lived. On today, we're going to be talking about relationships. You know anything about me? I love relationships. There's something called religion. Then there are relationships, valuable time that's spent with those you love, those you pray for, those that you understand that God has created a state and a time for you to do what you need to do. He's giving you that for him to be glorified. So on today, we're going to be talking about a very familiar passage. We're going to be talking about Ruth on today, and we're going to talk about the relationship Ruth had with Naomi and Orpah. I want you to pay attention. We'll be reading from the King James Version. I want you to pay attention to some key elements because we can use these in our everyday life as we hear what thus says the Lord. All right? Ruth, the first chapter. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of that man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. Epaphrodites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. Remind yourself, let me stop here for a minute. When they entered into this land, after the father died, it was the custom that the sons would provide, that the household would be sustained. So when we in American culture think about when women have sons, it is an expectation a lot of times that if the father dies and they're young, as they grow up, they become sustainable to the household. It isn't their thought to go and live their life and leave mom, whoever, in debt. It was custom there that they would take on the debt and help sustain the household. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died. Also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Stop. Hold up a minute. Not only did you lose your husband, but you left and lost, oh my Lord, your two sons, those that were precious to you, those that loved you. But can you imagine? Let's back up a minute. What it must have been like when they had to take on the responsibility that the father would normally have. Here's where relationship matters. Would they have had a nasty attitude and said, I didn't make this debt, so I shouldn't have to help take care of anything? Or would they be endeared enough to say, your debt is now going to be released? Because we're going to do what thus says the Lord, that this household may be sustained. I stop there because it is the same in everyday life. In families, no matter what culture you're in, there is something that happens when death occurs, especially of the one that was financially responsible. And it is up to us. As believers, it is up to us that believe in family. It is up to us to make sure we are praying that God would capably handle and help men to be men. Why? Because so many struggle with so many different elements and heartaches that they cannot always see what God is requiring of them. So on to today, as we're talking about Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah, I want us to concentrate on praying for the men. Hallelujah. Then she arose. Hallelujah. Let's go back. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab, how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore, she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters in law with her, and they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. there are going to be times in your life where the word you were is a reminder of the pain that was endured there. She knew she had a place that would be of peace. She knew that she could return where she came from. But she knew there would be challenges, and she also knew that it would not be easy. I need somebody to get this today that is rebuilding, that is crying out to the Lord. I know this happened and that happened, but I need you to pay attention to Naomi. Naomi made a decision because she was close to God, that she knew she had help from the Lord. So if she was going to make a move, she couldn't make it without talking to the Lord. That's a lesson right there. Do not move or do anything without talking to the Lord. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. What is she saying? I'm blessing you here. You don't have to stay. There are no more sons. There's no husband. It's going to be rough. Oh, my God. It's going to be rough right here. I don't want you missing out. I don't want you losing anything, because the tradition is if she was to return to Judah, it was not guaranteed because they were from Moab to be able to get married, carry children, do whatever that needed to be done in their young age. So she said to them, I am not angry with you. I am not going to turn my back and never remember you, but I'm giving you the option to go, because where I'm going, my God, you're going to have to endure hardship. You're going to have to endure pain. We've already been through enough, but here's your opportunity to make a life for yourself where you're comfortable in your mother's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them as they lifted up their voice and wept. Can you imagine the pain of making a decision to leave the very person that you know loves you? You know they care about you. They enjoyed her company, her wisdom, praying with her, supping with her, being able to learn from her, from the love that she showed them as being a woman of God. She gave them all that she had. And in this hour, there are so many Naomis, my God. There are so many Ruths and Orphans, oh God. But God is saying on today, they listened, they heard. And can I say this? The choices they made were unto themselves. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me and there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughter. Go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against you. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, and unto her God. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Can I ask you a question? Whose life have you impacted so much that they would follow you where you would go? That they would be willing to take on hardest trouble, trials, tribulation, to hear and see the hand of the Lord move, because they understood your faith in God. Here, Naomi impacted two women. One chose, and after hearing her plea, say, I don't want to be without a husband. I don't want to be where I can't have children. For many, they would look in disdain upon Orpha, but Orpha made a decision that she felt would be blessing upon her in her life. But here's the thing we need to hear. She let them know whichever way they went, they had her blessing. Are we living in a time that we dictate to people what the blessing should be, and if they don't do it our way, that they don't get the blessing? Listen, God doesn't work like that. If he promised he would do something, he's going to do it. Many would say, oh, but you got to be saved. And yes, there are promises. There are inheritances to us that walk in the way of the Lord, that choose to follow his direction. But before we got where we were all wretched. We were all unclean. And it was his blood, his grace, his mercy that brought us to that place to say yes. When there are decisions that needed to be made or need to be made, we must consult the Lord. Here, Ruth prayed, where thou diest, will I die. Right? She said in 16, Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. Again, whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went, my Lord, until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? Listen, as many years as she had been away from home, when she returned to the place the Lord granted her, she made it there from the trip that she had to take to get there. And when her feet hit the place where she was supposed to be, they recognized it was her. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty have dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call you me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Listen, did you hear the pain in Naomi's voice, the things she felt that would draw her away from people, from away from her God, because of the heaviness of her heart? She even wanted to change her name. She remembered how she left. She remembered the good that took place, but near the end, there was heaviness, there was loss. So Naomi returned and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. When she knew that she had to return to a place, everybody wasn't going to be kind to her. She spoke it out of her own mouth. Be careful what you speak out of your own mouth. She called herself a woman that was bitter and felt the Lord had testified against her. He never told her that, but heaviness of heart can make you feel that way. I'm here to encourage you and remind you that it is in the heaviness of your heart that he promised to be a savior. He promised to be a deliverer. He promised to give you what you need that you can endure and do what he asked of you to do. You see, her purpose was bigger than her pain. And Elation Radio, we had something called from pain, and we still do, from pain to purpose. Listen, when you get to a place that the heaviness gets so heavy, but in the midst of it, God is working. Angels are working. Things are happening that you cannot see. With every death, behind the scene are angels of comfort. Behind the scene are angels of mercy. Behind the scene is God's grace. Behind the scene are loving arms wrapped around you, spiritually and naturally. Behind the scene is purpose. And purpose never announces itself in your pain as purpose. We feel it as pain. But in the midst of the pain, the purpose comes forth when you find yourself continually doing what thus said the Lord, when you want to break down and cry. And can I say someday you will break down and cry. And in that moment, you will find the hand of God. Your angels are circulating. They are just, and they are moving on your behalf. They are bringing you joy in the midst of your pain. Sometimes you've ever been to a place where you just wanted to cry, but the Lord will bring memories of joy, of something you went through, something that held you, something that helped you. That is because he loves you. He wants us to be reminded that great is the Lord and greatly is he to be praise. There is something in relationship that Ruth said, I'm not going to leave you. You've been too good to me for me to leave you. I know you're older. I know you're going to need a lot of care. I know we may have to start off rough, but I'm willing to be with you until the end. Our love for the Lord should be the same way. I give you my hand. I give you my heart. I say, take my life, and I'm not going anywhere until you say it's my time. But in the meantime, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to glorify you. When pain comes in my life, like Naomi, I'm going to say to you, I love you, God. I know this hurts, but Lord, you've got something deeper. You've got something better. You have something waiting on me called purpose. I may not understand it, may not can see it during the hard times, but what I know is you always keep your promises. If you go on to read the book of Ruth, you find because of her steadfastness with Naomi, she began to mentor her the more. Till the very, listen, let me tell you what happens when God sends someone to impart in your life, that in the midst of Naomi giving Ruth what she needs, unselfishly, not asking for anything, always pouring. In return, she had already made up her mind. There's no way I'm going to get married to somebody to take care of me and leave you. I'm going to make sure, because of the kindness and the love you've shown me, that I come back and I will make sure we're taken care of together. And don't you know from reading the book of Ruth, that is exactly what happened. As they journeyed on through their trials and tribulations, God sent increase and favor and Boaz. And Boaz represents the need being met. Boaz knew his purpose. Money sometimes isn't going to get it. Listen to me very well. He had all the money, all the favor, all the land, all the body. But what they needed was a miracle. That's why we have to pray, because he was seeing who was supposed to be a miracle in your life. He will send who is supposed to be where you're supposed to pour in their life. Listen, isn't it beautiful that he gives us examples that we can use in our everyday life? Here Ruth claims unto the one most would call a mentor, a coach. She clung unto her, and she refused to leave her, to show her loyalty and her dedication. As a result of that, not only did favor encompass her, but before she knew, favor was in the land, that she came back and told Naomi about Boaz, the one who owned the land. She had been working. Here Naomi knew Boaz. And here it is that she knew the customs of the land. So instead of allowing Ruth to be like most women probably would have, oh, he's interested in me. Let me use my influence. Let me use my courage. Let me use. Look, Ruth said, whatever you tell me to do, Naomi, I will do. When she followed the word of Naomi, she was blessed. God would raise up more Naomi, not to go through suffering and pain, but to go through impartation in the lives of women that need, that they can grow healthy and strong from the traumas of this world, from traumas of family hurt, from traumas that have broken them down. My mother was my love. She imparted into me, despite any illnesses she had, despite all that she would face in life. She taught me how to be strong with the help of the Lord. And this is the difference between the Naomi. They know where their help comes from. They know who they are in the Lord. Think about the Naomi in your life. Make sure you become like Ruth. For every impartation, every amount of time they've taken, everything they've to show you love, make sure you love on them. Make sure you give back to them in such a loving way. Ruth could have just left. She had everything working in her favor, but she knew the blessing of giving back. I encourage you today, if you don't know who your Naomi is, to pray. Not only pray for Naomi, but pray for her that she started to. Naomi's cover, they protect. They go to war for those that belong to them. And this is why you cannot accept that everybody has their place in your life. You have to hear from God to understand why they love you so deeply, why they won't let you go, why they'll continue to pray for you, continue to love you. My mother is resting with the Lord, but her love abides in my heart. And because of all that she gave, I can be what I need to be to so many people. Because of her outreach, I learned outreach. I lived it with her. And I'm who I am today because of what she did in my life. It is my duty and my honor to always make sure when someone sees me, they find her in the midst of who I am. That is honor and love and doing the right thing the right way. I encourage you today to hold on to God's changing hand. He loves you. This relationship teaches us, no matter what happens in life, to hold on to him and never let go. Regardless of the customs, regardless of the laws, he is your provider. He is your strength. He is your help in the time of trouble. He teaches us, be still and know that I am God. He lets us know you'll be exalted among the heathen. Know what your relationship is with the Lord. If you don't know him, you still have blood in your veins. You still have time to say yes. And all he requires of you is to really give him your life and follow his statutes, his way. I find when people are really sincere about doing his will, they will cling unto him. Sometimes you may not know the Bible. You may know one verse. You may just know the word Jesus. He accepts us where we are. And he sends help where we need to be. And this is why it's important to talk to him. And when he saves us, he's the one responsible for changing our habits and ways that didn't please him. He's the one that will give us wisdom on how to do things that we don't offend him and that we stay in his grace and his mercy. It is him that will teach us these things through people that he's assigned purpose to, engrafted into the kingdom. So remember today, there is help, there is hope, there is peace, and there is joy in the Lord. It's not too late for you to receive. The word consistently teaches us what it says, that it be a blessing unto us. He wants us to draw nigh to him. We're coming into some serious times. But we will find there's not going to be a hiding place. We're going to have to know him for ourselves. We'll have to understand what he meant, what he said, how he lived for ourselves. My mom is gone. I can't blame her. But I'm thankful to her that she showed me who the Lord is. In Romans 10:9-10, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. 4:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you read the word, understand. You can't just give him your, I'll go to church on Sunday. No, you have to go to church read the word, commune with him, give him your time inside the four walls of the church and outside the four walls. You have to keep yourself steady that he can be glorified. When you do that, you're in relationship. Religion can say do A, B, C, and D, and that's great. But if you never have talked to him, had prayer time with him, you don't know him. I encourage each and every person under the sound of my voice to get to know him for yourself. Do not get to the place where the words you hear, you don't read for yourself. Every time I'm on the air, I'm going to give you the word from the Bible. That's for you to go and read it yourself. That way you know it's true for you. Then I pray that you will follow up and pray and commune with the Lord that you can grow thereby. This is the work that is set before the men and women of God. Doesn't matter what age they are, God can use a child. If they are willing and obedient, I pray this week exhortation has been a blessing to you. It is something to understand what relationship is. And we pray that the Lord will bless you the more in the relationships that you have. If this is your birthday month, the month of September, we celebrate you. As I said, we're celebrating and dedicating this podcast to my mom, Mary Jean Hodges. We thank God for her. And to all of you that have birthdays, special occasions, anniversaries, wherever you are in celebratory season, we celebrate you. Also, we want you to understand, we also know on the other end of that spectrum, that there are losses, there are pain, just as we felt. I want you to know you're in your season of loss or a death. We send our condolences, our love to you, whether we have your names or not. We want you to know here at Elation Radio and the Just For You podcast, we are praying for you, to the family of Yolanda Yancey. May God bless you, committee woman, and all that God is doing for you and your family. To Tanya Burr, lost her brother, may God bless you. We are praying that God will continually be with you. Hallelujah. We pray that he will cover you and your family. We pray for all the families across the world, in Hawaii, in various portions in Florida that have had losses, that the Lord will heal, strengthen, rebuild, help in the time of trouble. We know that that help is needful when we need it most, when we need it most. We're praying in the name of Jesus. And in that, don't sit by when needs are available. Here's what the United Way is across the country. Look up your area. If you have a need, I want you to contact in the St. Louis area. It's 211. When you contact them, they'll connect you with an intake specialist to direct you from there. In St. Louis, we also have Urban League St. Louis. They have various programs in times of crisis and need. They are there to assist. You can look up information about them at ULSTL.com. They are preparing for more salute to women in excellence. Please look on their events. Find out when they are hosting these events, the various programs, the different things that are available to you in the community. Urban League is also a national organization. If you're not in the St. Louis area, look them up for Urban League and for your area to see how they can assist you. We also have the St. Louis County Library, that's flcl.org. Listen, study rooms, they have books and materials, they have senior services, feedings for children, They have diapers for young children and many more things that they offer. For more information about the St. Louis County Library, you can reach them at slcl.org. I want you to be aware there are many events coming up in the St. Louis area. I'm super excited to know that we have so many festivals and things that have taken place, food fest and all of these things. But do you know we can't do anything without the Lord? Are you aware that the creativity and all the things that come up, that they are of the Lord? I send a special love shout out to our family, the Daniels family, that celebrated their reunion on this past weekend. God bless you to all of you. On September the 30th, there will be what is called Wake. It will be held in Old Fallon Park in St. Louis, Missouri, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is presented by Operation Save the Lost. They will be there. There will be artists. There will be performances. There will be various activities for your family. Please look them up, operationstl.com. Also, coming up on September the 16th will be Khalil's Walk. It is provided by Willie Davis, the Willie Davis Foundation. For more information, look them up, Willie Davis Foundation. They'll be glad to answer your questions. It is an honor, of course, of those that they have in their hearts and Mr. Willie Davis. Please look up more information about the Willie Davis Foundation. Also, I want to share with you the Women of Elation are on every fourth Friday on Clubhouse. Yes, I said it, Clubhouse. Meet us there at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we share our lives and share where it comes to the Word of God, how we get through everyday life. We want to share and commune with you. Meet us there on the fourth Friday on Clubhouse. Hey, if you haven't joined our room, it's called From Ashes to Beauty, From Ashes to Beauty. Please join our pages, our groups. We'd love to have you. Also, on Mondays, you can hear Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald Wright Jr. and Michelle Y. Wright on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Wednesdays, meet us back here at Elation Radio, where we will have the Just For You podcast at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Did you know we're on most digital platforms? Listen, look up the Elation Radio. You will find myself and other podcasters that are giving the Word of God on a weekly basis. But did you know that Elation Radio is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on most of your digital platforms? We thank you for your love, your support, and for all that you do to help us do what we do. And we want you to continue to pray for each and every one of us, that we continue to grow stronger in the Lord. It is His doing, and it is marvelous in His sight. I say again, thank you to our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Love to you and your family, our Elation Radio family, and all of you, the listeners. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Facebook, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can inbox me. I'll be glad to respond, as well as you can hear and touch base with me on Instagram under His Blessed Girl 7. That's His Blessed Girl 7 on Instagram. Also, you can email me, leadingwrights, Leading Like You're Leading Someone, LeadingWriGht@gmail.com. If you have a community announcement, those are the ways you can contact me. If you have a prayer request, a question, please feel free to reach out. We'll be glad to connect with you. And thank you for those that do connect. We are praying for you, and we love you. This has become the end of another podcast for Just For You. I want you to be encouraged, strengthened, and know that the Lord is with you. We're going to pray out, and may God find favor upon you for what you need, what you're walking through. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for another podcast. Thank you for bringing clarity. Thank you for sharing with us through your word. We ask, oh God, that you bless Elation Radio. Bless Dr. Kim Robinson with the vision that she has. Bless all of the podcasters. Bless each listener. Bless their family. You know where they are, what they need, how they need. You know the joy that they are in right now. You know the tears that are falling down their faces. You know what needs to be done. We say, have your divine will and way. Thank you, oh God, for loving on each and every one of us. Thank you for our Naomis, oh God, that has brought us to a place to live the life that you've imparted in them to impart in us. God, may we find the hands of Naomis everywhere. May you bless them, keep them, sustain them. And for those that have shared of their lives and that are resting with you, like my mom, would you bless our families to continually grow strong and do the will of you because of her purpose and her life, not just having children, but governing the word over their lives, raising them in the admonition of you. And for families that didn't have you, that didn't know your word, God, would you bless them to find the Naomi? Would you bless them to be blessed with the understanding of your life and your word by whoever you send their way? We thank you for Christian laborers on assignment today. May the kingdom be enlarged. May we fully understand that it's all about your kingdom, all about the word being imparted and lived, that we all that are called by your name can do what you said for us to do, and that you will be pleased. Forgive us all of our sins in the name of Jesus, and give us hearts to forgive. Father, provide and meet the needs of everyone listening, God, in miraculous ways. Show them you are still God and that there is none like you. You are everything we need and more. We trust your guidance. We trust your will. We trust your way. Even when it causes us pain, you are still God. You are still God, and you reign. Thank you for your love. And we do appreciate you in our lives. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear all unspoken requests. And we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. It belongs to you. We are appreciative that you would look upon us to serve you and to do what you would have us to do. We say thank you. We appreciate you. We honor you and love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank God for each of you. It's always so, oh my Lord, it's such a blessing to be able to serve us. I encourage you, look out for your neighbors. Please pay attention to your elderly neighbors and elderly in your family. Allow God to keep them safe by you continuing doing as the Lord will lead you to make sure they're safe. We love you. We thank God for you. We pray to hear you and see you and talk to you, I should say, again on next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. This has been your hope, your hallelujah, glory to your name, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, in servitude to you for the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you until next time. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.